Welcome to the Health Quest Wellness Center Coaches Show. This is our post-game report on the Fulton City game. Rockets win their opener at Fulton City Friday night, 35-6 over the Bulldogs. It was a very unusual game, and the fact that Coach Starnes was not on the sideline, first time in 256 games he wasn't there, but we did have a very good coaching staff who handled the game and handled the Rockets in proper fashion and in victorious fashion. And we have with us today acting head coach Jeremy Wheeler. Coach Wheeler, it's got to be exciting to get your first win there, huh?
Yeah, it was exciting, Chris. But, you know, like I said, after the game, it's been real supportive over the weekend, hearing everybody in the community congratulate me for it. But like I said, it's Coach Starnes' win. The boys on Tuesday, you know, said they wanted to get a win for Coach Starnes. So make no mistake, I do appreciate the support from the community. But this was another win for the great Coach Starnes.
Well, you know, it was a good win. We were very well prepared. I watched before the game how you and Jared Brown, we call him J-Rod, got the team prepared for the game. I thought we were very well prepared. And some things, you know, the way we managed the clock and managed the kids and the offense, Jared did a very good job running the offense. And I think it's just very good to go down there and get a win in that situation. Right out of the chute, a team that we had a lot of young kids, really didn't know what to expect, but went down and just manhandled Fulton City, basically wore them out.
Oh, we definitely did. You know, if you look at the box score, you know, we're only up 7-0 at half. We should have been up more than that, but we were our own worst enemy. You know, and a lot of it contributes to, you know, not to make excuses because it was a first game. We made some mistakes that we will fix this week. You know, but the field wasn't all that great. The grass seemed like it was about 8 inches tall. You couldn't even see the football half the time, it seemed like. And but, you know, a lot of first-game jitters. And, you know, looking back on, like I said, the first half we should have came out and did a little bit better. But the kids dealt with adversity the correct way. And, you know, glad to get a good win coming out of there.
We did have some turnovers, some missed, some bad snaps or transitions from center to quarterback, two or three of those, and I know those will be worked out. Talked to Cody Caraway over the weekend, and he said, you know, the balls were wet. That grass, like you said, was high, and it was holding moisture, and that stadium is always it's a tough place to go play. And I think we did have a few little minor hiccups in the first half, but man, the second half came out and just steamrolled Fulton City, ran off tackle and just bowled over them, basically.
You could see it at halftime that the kids, you know, they were somewhat stunned, just like the coaching staff was. And like I said, I thought, you know, they realized how much points that we left out on the field that did get up on the scoreboard. And it is a tough place to play. I mean, you're downtown Fulton City. They have just as many fans around behind our sidelines, it seems like, and trying to get in our players' heads. And I tell you what, they do a great job of it. Luckily, I had the headset on and didn't hear about any of it till after the game. But it seemed like the kids took it to heart that they knew we were the better team and that we've prepared more in the off season. And the second half, you could just see it in their eyes. I don't even think they wanted a halftime after about 2 or 3 minutes. They just wanted to get back out there and play Crittenden County football.
You know, we came out in the second half, and that's, like you say, it was kind of a tenuous situation with us up just 7-0. Felt like we should have been farther ahead. And then we come out the second half. Dylan Hollis has two nice runs, gets us right down to the 7-yard line, and then, boom, we fumble. You know, a lot of times a team could go in the tank right there, and I'll have to hand it to the coaching staff and the kids, because we bounced right back, and then the next four times we had the ball, just drove it right down the field for touchdowns. So good feather in our cap this first win.
Well, like I told everybody right before the game, you know, I mean, 6-8 months ago, everybody out in town's asking about, you know, these young kids. And then we say, look, 8 months later, these are really fine young men. And anytime you tell them something, they take it to heart. And we always tell them, hey, when you're running down on kickoff, you know, just don't make the tackle. I mean, really bring it. Make a hard tackle. Try to force a fumble. And that's exactly what Dylan Hollis did. And truthfully, I think that's what turned it around. And then all of a sudden, you know, we just score. We run down. He makes a nice hit, strips the football, and then I think, what, 3 plays later, we score again. And they just didn't want to give up. You know, you just hear them talking. You don't even have to coach them up. You hear Brendan Phillips, hey, let's put the dagger in. You know, let's put the dagger in, guys. And sure enough, four or five plays later, you know, we're running a good offensive plays, and we score again, and they just do not want to let up. They just want to keep going.
You know, I don't think he got any credit for it, and on the film it may not have shown it, but it looked like Austin Sitar had a head in on that tackle, too, that caused the fumble on the kickoff.
Looking back on it, Austin Sitar, you know, not to give up some of the players of the game, but I tell you what, I just can't say enough good things about him. That sophomore class is a good class to begin with. But I think pure raw talent, the biggest athlete there is Austin Sitar. I mean, he's just something else. When you tell him to do something, he's going to do it to a T. And he ran down, and he turned that in when Hollis made the strip. But if you look about three times later, after he scored three more touchdowns, he comes down and has a hit that I think you probably everybody up top heard up in the press box, because hey, man, he just brought it on that play.
And as far as the offense goes, it was somewhat the Hollis and Wallace show, I guess, if you look at the box score. Lane Wallace, our junior tailback, first-year tailback, this was his first time to start back there. 19 carries, 151 yards, great first outing for him. And then Dylan Hollis, just a sophomore, 9 carries for 96 yards. But then you look behind those guys, Mason Myers stepped in there late in the game, 5 carries for 39 yards, and then Brendan Phillips, our old guy that you can count on ever down, everywhere. Like you say, he's a team leader, 8 carries for 25 yards, and then Nick Castiller, a couple of carries for 15.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, the box score is always going to show up, the running backs and how many yards that they picked up on a Friday night. But, I mean, I think the real credit goes to our front five on our line. I mean, they are really coming together as a team. The game started, you know, I think they were pretty close. And then I think after the first half, you know, they just kind of look at each other at halftime. They had their own little meeting, you get together, and then, you know, they knew that they were going to own the second half. And you look, I'd like to see a breakdown of the yards in the first half to the second half, because the second half has to shoot it out of the water. And, you know, like I said, I give credit to the front five. They did a great job, and they're becoming a well-oiled unit.
They did a great job. Travis Gilbert, 4 for 10. 31 yards passing, through a touchdown pass to Dickerson, Noah Dickerson there in the first quarter, got us on the board. And then a couple of plays later, Dickerson pulled his finger out of socket, didn't he? Coach Hodge had to stick it back in for him. It looked pretty nasty on the sideline.
Yeah, it sure did. I mean, he had a punt, and then you can see it on film. It wasn't that he put his hand up on a kid's face mask. It was when he hit the ground. He rolls over, and he came off the field. And, you know, typical Noah Dickerson, you know, he just looked at me and was like, well, what do we need to do to get this, you know, going where I can get back in? I was getting ready to put it in place. I told him to look away, and he could tell he started gritting his teeth. Well, then Coach Hodge came over to get him, set it back in place, put it in ice, and I think he might have missed 3 or 4 plays. And like I said, that just goes to show you how tough this team is. Yeah, we're young, and you're somewhat inexperienced, but I'll tell you what, these are tough kids.
You know, speaking of tough, Zach Tinsley, who went down to the line on offense, played a great game there, and then on defense just had a stellar performance, 5 solo tackles and 3 assists. Big game for him, including 3 tackles behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, yeah. Linebacker.
Yeah, and like I said, me and Coach Barry met with Zach at the beginning of the week and kind of told him, you know, I mean, this is what's going to happen. If you want, you could be, you know, this could be the game of your life. And sure enough, I think he's stepped up. Man, I think there's more to Zach than this. It's the scary part, because, like I said, he had 27 tackling points and 3 behind the line of scrimmage. You start doing that, I mean, even if they do rip off a 15-yard, if you knock them back 2 times before that, 7 apiece, you know, they're just getting back to where they started. And, you know, I think Zach's going to have another great week this week after watching some film on Hopkins Central.
I know you've got the players of the week down there. You want to go through those guys?
Yeah, we had defensive player of the week was Zach Tinsley. Like I said, he had 5 solos, had 3 tackles for loss, so, you know, behind the line of scrimmage. Offensively, it was Lane Wallace. You already said he had 151 yards on the ground. Lineman of the week was Fitzgerald, and that's somebody we hadn't mentioned yet. He had 3 roaches, and it probably could have had more than that. We're being a little bit tougher on him because he can take it, but he just dominated the kid in front of him. And by the end of the game, you could just tell this kid did not want to see 055 lining up in front of him again.
Let's explain what a roach is. A roach is an award you get for laying the opposite guy, the guy in the other uniform, on his back, where he looks like a roach on the bathroom floor on his back. Kind of a fun award that they get.
Right. And then special teams, Hollis did, what was so impressive about that strip that he did on that kickoff was the fact that he did it by himself. You know, we teach a lot that you have somebody stand him up, somebody else come in there and strip it out. Well, he actually hit the guy and caused it, and luckily he did, because if not, he'd had a missed tackle, and he recovered it too. And then the co-special teams player of the week was Sitar, because of just the way he ran down. I mean, he gave it 110% running down there. And then at the end of the game, like I said, that hit that I think they heard over in Fulton County, because, I mean, it was something else.
Okay, big first win here. We want to give you an update also on Coach Starnes. Came home over the weekend, resting, I guess, somewhat comfortably at home. He's improving every day. Doctor says his progress is going about as well as can be expected, and we want to continue to send him our prayers and thoughts all this week as his recovery continues. And hopefully, maybe an outside chance, he might even be at the game Friday night up in the booth or something like that. Probably will not be on the sideline. This is the Warrior Bowl this week, the National Guard Warrior Bowl, also co-sponsored this year by Marion Eye Care Center, Dr. Adria Porter, and, of course, her husband Jody, who is the PA announcer at the Rocket home football game. So I want to give them all a shout out this week as well. Jeremy, great job. Hey, you and Jared and the rest of the coaching staff, wonderful.
We appreciate it. We appreciate all the fan support that came down there. I think we definitely even had more fans than them with a long trip to Fulton City. So, this Friday, come out again. I know, of course, it's not hard to always pack Rocket Stadium, and we appreciate your support at home, but we also appreciate it very much on the road.
All right, this is the HealthQuest Wellness Center post-game report.